episode number 19 of podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Michelle Franklin. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is episode number 1 of podcast. My name is Sean. We're talking today about rail replacement buses. This podcast is sponsored by podbot.ai. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Episode number 1 of podcast. My name is Sean. We're talking today about rail replacement buses.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the very first episode of our podcast. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we delve into the fascinating world of rail replacement buses. Yes, you heard that right. Those trusty vehicles that come to the rescue when train tracks are under maintenance or experiencing unforeseen disruptions. Strap in, folks, because we're about to embark on a journey through the ins and outs of this convenient mode of transport.
But before we delve into our topic, I want to take a moment to acknowledge our sponsor for this podcast, podbot.ai. They have been instrumental in making this episode happen, providing the necessary tools and support to get our words out to all of you. If you're interested in starting your own podcast, don't forget to check them out at podbot.ai.
Now, let's dive right into rail replacement buses. We've all experienced that sinking feeling when we arrive at the train station, only to discover that our scheduled ride has been cancelled or delayed due to maintenance work. It's frustrating, isn't it? But fret no more, because rail replacement buses are here to save the day.
Rail replacement buses are typically deployed to compensate for the absence of train services, ensuring that passengers can still reach their intended destinations. These buses follow the same routes as the trains, making stops at all the stations along the way and providing a seamless transition between modes of transport. This ensures minimal disruption to our daily commutes, and for that, we should be grateful.
However, as convenient as rail replacement buses are, they do come with their unique set of challenges. For one, they can often be crowded, especially during peak travel hours. Imagine squeezing into a bus full of weary commuters, all vying for a seat or even just some breathing space. Patience is definitely key in these situations.
Another gripe some passengers have is that bus journeys usually take longer than train rides. This might be due to increased traffic congestion on the roads or simply the nature of bus travel compared to the speed and efficiency of trains. So, if you're in a hurry, it's important to plan your journey accordingly and allocate extra time for any potential delays.
Nonetheless, rail replacement buses have proven to be a blessing in disguise. They ensure that we can continue with our daily routines even when there are disruptions on the train network. Plus, they provide an opportunity to observe and appreciate the surroundings in a way that isn't possible when whizzing by on the train tracks. So, next time you find yourself on a rail replacement bus, take a moment to explore the scenery and maybe strike up a conversation with a fellow passenger.
Before we wrap up this episode, let's briefly touch on the environmental benefits of rail replacement buses. With more people opting for these services instead of driving their cars, carbon emissions can be significantly reduced. This shift towards public transport contributes to a greener and more sustainable future, which is a win-win for all of us.
And there you have it, folks, our inaugural podcast episode discussing rail replacement buses. We hope you've enjoyed this informative and insightful journey. Remember, when life throws disruptions our way, rail replacement buses ensure that we can keep moving forward. I've been your host, Sean, and thank you for joining me today. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes to come.
Episode 19 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Michelle Franklin. Adios.